Back now with Day to Day. This sounds bad. Jessica Alba gets an eye transplant. Steve Zahn chases Bigfoot. Paul Rudd is caught in a supernatural love triangle. Oh, it's just another weekend at the movies. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
It's February. Still a pretty barren time for major studio releases. In fact, these three features are all odd in their own special way. Jessica Alba stars in the horror film The Eye, where she plays a blind woman whose sight is restored after a cornea transplant, but then she starts to see more than she ever imagined.
I saw the shadow. I saw it before at the hospital. It's some kind of escort that takes people away when they're dead.
Well, the studio wants to keep the critics in the dark. It did not make the movie available for advanced screenings, usually a sign it fears negative reviews. But for you true horror fans out there, The Eye is a remake of the acclaimed 2002 Asian film, and the Jessica Alba remake is directed by the young creative team who made the terrific 2006 French horror film Ill, also known as Them. Adam Sandler doesn't appear in the raucous comedy Strange Wilderness, but his company produced it, so you can sure expect some pratfalls and maybe even a few crotch jokes. Steve Zahn stars as the host of a struggling nature program, and he is determined to find Bigfoot to save his show.
It is estimated that bears kill over 2 million salmon a year. Attacks by salmon on bears are much more rare. All right, that's got to be true, right? All right, let's go with that one.
Guess what, folks? No advanced screening for this one either. They must figure the target audience of teenage boys and Bigfoot aficionados aren't exactly racing to see if the New Yorker approves. Our third wide release, Over Her Dead Body, is daring enough to have actually let the critics see it in advance. That's right. This romantic comedy stars Paul Rudd as a man trying to get over the wedding day death of his bride, played by Eva Longoria Parker. He goes to see a psychic who turns out to be sexy and gorgeous and falls madly in love with her, only to be haunted by the ghost of his dead wife. Did I mention this was a comedy?
She was crushed by an angel, and as sad as I am, I do appreciate the irony.
Well, most of the critics want to crush the film's premise. The nicest thing the New York Times can say is that it is, quote, not bad, unquote. Otherwise, the Seattle Post-Intelligencer calls it a stiff. The LA Weekly finds it obnoxiously erratic, and Variety moans, even the weakest Desperate Housewives episode packs more heat. See, I don't know what would be worse, being haunted by your dead wife or dating a psychic. I went out with a psychic once. It was a nightmare. During appetizers, she predicted we would marry and have a lovely country house in Vermont. By dessert, she was suing me for alimony. Apparently, I cheated on her with the housekeeper. She got the house, the cars, everything. Darn, what a shame. I love that country house in Vermont. That is, if I ever had it. Knowing the future sucks. Or she would say, I knew you were going to say that.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.